The COVID-19 pandemic threw a spotlight on Africa's inability to make its own vaccines. When developed nations bought out vaccines made in the United States and Europe, Africa was left in short supply. Its pharmaceutical manufacturers lacked the technology and the capacity to supplement supplies. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden said it would help Africa establish vaccine production facilities on the continent. But sharp cuts to foreign aid programs this year under President Donald Trump may mean that won't happen. Stavros Nikolaou, head of Africa's biggest pharmaceuticals manufacturer, Aspen Pharmacare in South Africa, is pessimistic about the possibility of the continent being able to make its own vaccines anytime soon.
Disappointingly, and again in the context of new outbreaks of regional pandemics, Mpox in this instance, very little progress has been made. We've been speaking about a lot of things and good plans. Those plans are yet to materialize. Mpox vaccines do exist, but they've been stockpiled and procured some time ago by wealthier nations. And now you have Africa relying on either scrambling to try and source its own vaccines or relying on donations. Neither of those are sustainable options, and neither are they the options.
Mpox is an infectious disease that the World Health Organization says can cause a painful rash, enlarged lymph nodes, and fever. Most people recover, it says, but some get very sick and some die. This year, says the WHO, Mpox remains a public health concern in Africa, with outbreaks in multiple countries, particularly in Central and Eastern Africa. South African medical scientist Professor Glenda Gray at the University of Cape Town says the absence of US support for African efforts to make vaccines means the continent must help itself to achieve this goal.
We do need government support to help manufacturers make vaccines or to do that, shift to do the tech transfer. Pharmaceutical companies can't do it all by themselves, and manufacturers can't do it by themselves, particularly if they're African. So we have a funding deficit. In other countries like Brazil, the government supports vaccine manufacturers and have big shares in them to enable them to build up their volumes. The AU and the member states need to come together to support the quest to make vaccines on our continent.
In particular, says Nikolaou, Africans must work together to set up facilities to make the antiretroviral or ARV medicines domestically to treat HIV patients.
We import more than 80% of our antiretrovirals into Africa, yet we are saddled with 70% of the infection rate. For any manufacturing to survive on the continent, we need to have sustainable demand, sustainable offtakes, and we need to support the local capacities. It's no use saying, look, Africa, put up these capacities, and then the international procurement agencies continue buying these products outside of the continent.
After the COVID-19 pandemic, the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention set a goal for the continent to manufacture its own vaccines by 2040, an aim that Nikolaou and Gray say remains very distant at this stage. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.